Supreme game taking over. That's a problem, it's not a threat. Uppercut season, no time you stop breathing. But speaking of over, ugh. Yeah, that top ranked heavyweight doubleheader from Saturday. Jeez. Well, one of them, the co-main, as everyone pointed out in the preview, was good. It was fucking great, actually, with Efe Ajaba and Guido Vianello. Like,
I gotta see that fight. Oh my god, because y'all was hyping that shit up, and a lot of people enjoyed it. So
I'm not gonna lie, I had a childhood friend out here who invited me to watch UFC, so I tried to watch a little bit of the boxing on my phone, but I'm glad I missed it because I didn't miss anything besides the Mason knockout, supposedly.
And the co-main.
Oh, the co-main was pretty good. Yeah, I watched a little bit of the co-main on my phone, but it was kind of awkward, you know, I'm only watching on my phone.
The co-main, though.
Hey, so we got to rewatch that shit. We got to test these.
I heard it's not even worth watching, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was everybody complained about the performance.
No, I'm talking about Jagba and the Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Not
the main event. Nigga, fuck the main event.
Yeah, I watched both of them, but yeah, the co-main, though, was fucking excellent. Like,
because you didn't think Jared Anderson was going to shit the bed like that.
Yeah, with the co-main though, because it was now rumored pretty much that, you know, this is the infamous top rank pink slip fight, whereas the loser would probably get released. Because, you know, top rank, you know, they be doing things without rhyme and reason sometimes. You know, and Guido Vianello was on the list because, you know, of course, you know, he got, you know, after his loss to Johnny Rice, you know, it's like, okay, he got himself a second chance while Johnny's currently not fighting. But But that fight, though, you know, Guido showed something. He showed a chin. That's for damn sure, because dude got hit with some wicked uppercuts from Ajaba without going.
He didn't get busted up. Like,
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Usyk. I mean, Ajaba looks like he's gotten better, improved a lot. You know, compared to this Frank Sanchez fight. So I expected more. I thought he'd knock him out, but like after the fourth, fifth round, I was like, damn, Guido showed up.
Yeah,
that's why styles make fights, because a charged up right hand from Johnny Rice like ended that shit.
Yeah, okay, Johnny cut him open, cut him like to the bone, you know. But this one, Ajaba landed like so many uppercuts on dude, and he didn't take a stab. But it was Guido that managed to rock Ajaba, because Ajaba has a bad habit of kind of dropping his hands, getting his hands back in defensive position after he throws a punch because his hands are kind of slow. So Guido, I think, landed like a left hook or some shit like that had him almost out of there. But then Guido did something foolish. Guido had him on the ropes, and then Guido took a step back and started charging dude. Like, not even throwing punches. He was trying to send dude over the fucking top rope. And the referee was like, whoa, hold on. What are you doing? What are we doing here? Like, you know, you gotta cut that shit out. And Guido doing that shit probably shaved off extra seconds he could have used to probably stop Ajaba. I think it was like in the second round or something like that. But then after that, though, Guido had the early rounds, though, but by the mid rounds, though, again, with these heavyweights, when they fight above their actual, the actual work rate, they get tired. And Guido hits the wall, and then Ajaba took over it from the mid into some of the later rounds too. And Ajaba was like, at first, Ajaba was blasting with uppercuts from southpaw position, just, you know, from the southpaw position, like he was hitting dude like some, and it was like one combination. He think he landed like a four punch combination on dude, and Guido for some odd reason managed to eat that shit and not take a step back. But then Ajaba hit the wall, and then in the last couple of rounds, I thought Guido probably took that, and you can tell they were both running on fumes. But especially in the last round too, where Ajaba didn't really throw any punches like that, but Guido, I think, put, like, the heart and soul into everything. You can tell dude was about ready to drop. You know, so I'm thinking to myself, well, Guido might have saved his top-ranked career. But Ajaba ended up winning a split decision. I think it was, like, 96-94 two times. I think 96-94 to Guido. Something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, like, Ajaba probably should have lost that fight, or it should have been a draw, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, but I could not hate on the effort, though, because like I said, because they threw hands. Like, I mean, that fight, you know, that fight had a lot of, you know, positive shit going on. Like, people were raving about the fight on Twitter. It was a hard fight, you know, something like that. Like, now, honestly, with these two, I mean, Ajabo has improved, but he still has a couple of technical flaws. And Guido himself, like, honestly, if Guido didn't hit the wall like he did in the mid rounds, he probably would have won this fight, like, clear. But I guess it remains to be seen if Guido will actually be released. I mean, it would be fucked up, too, if you put all the effort in and he does get released. However, honestly, the main event, though, both guys need to be released. Fucking Jerry Anderson and Riyad Mahrey, like, I'm sorry. Like, they both need to be fucking released. Yeah, Android, absolutely right. Jerry Anderson's ring entrance 10 fight was, yeah. Honestly, how I stayed awake for that 10 for the 10 rounds of that fight, it fucking amazes me. Because it was one of the worst fights I've ever seen. Mahrey, you know, you can't be no fucking, you know, big ass blown up cruiserweight and not try to throw some hands. Like, what are you doing? Like, motherfucker was running away. Jerry Anderson was trying to follow him, and Jerry Anderson couldn't put together no combinations to even hit dude. Like, it was a horrible performance. Horrible. Mahrey pretty much, I'm pretty sure, will never be invited back out of an American promotion. And Jerry Anderson was just like, your big ass should have gotten rid of a fucking cruiserweight or a bridger or whatever the fuck he was calling himself in the previews. Like, yeah, it was just a really piss poor performance. And it went up, Rob D. You know, I saw you in there. I saw you sneak in, so I just acknowledge you on that one. But yeah, after that fight, but what made it worse was the interview. Jerry Anderson was on one with his interview, like, dropping the N-bomb and, you know, acting arrogant and shit like that. Like, nigga, you should have, you had a 5'9" cruiserweight and you couldn't stop him. Like, what are we?
Hold on, wait. What did he say? Like, just tell me what he said. Like,
oh shit, I forgot what's the exact shit that he said. Hold on. I think dude didn't really want to acknowledge his bad performance. I mean, basically, he said, like, oh, I mean, he dropped the, I forgot what the fuck the actual comment that he said too. But top rank was like, we'd like to apologize for his bad language and shit like that. Apologize for the bad, like, yeah,
and his bad fight. Apologize for that.
Okay? Yeah. And yeah, I think once he got out of the ring too, like, you could tell he was getting into heated arguments with people. Like, yeah, Jews, yeah, he was just clearly
armed. Because niggas thought they could fight, they had a chance fighting him.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, God damn, that 5'9" cruiserweight.
Yeah, no.
Because yeah, you can't have a performance like that and then, you know, be a badass. Like, nah, not as a heavyweight, because that'll be the night niggas try you. And niggas might not even, niggas will think so less of you that they won't even try you with weapons. Like, cause no, if you're 6'4", 250, like, you're that size, you're like, most niggas are gonna try you. Most niggas who ain't about that life, they're gonna try you with weapons.
Right. Cause I mean, and the unfortunate thing
is, so he's getting the arguments tried. Niggas is just like, fuck this nigga trash. Like, fuck. Niggas probably was trying to throw beers and shit. Like,
yeah,
niggas right. Had no respect for that performance.
Then they NWO them.
No,
if you get in arguments like that, like, dude, I don't remember Mike Tyson getting into arguments after fights, even bad ones.
Yes.
And niggas is like, I don't know what Bone Crusher did to go them rounds, but hey, I don't think I'll do it.
Yeah, and funny things too is like, in the funny things too with Mahrey too, the few times that he actually did land on him, like, you could tell that he probably could have done more if he actually found some courage to actually throw more. You know, like, he landed one of the few times that he did. It's just weird that he just went into the tank like that. It's just like, you know, that's no way to fucking win a fight. A 32, you're 32-2.
Jermaine Franklin beats Jared Anderson.
What's that?
Jermaine Franklin beats Jared Anderson.
Yeah.
Dreamland beats Jared Anderson.
Yeah, like,
that's the closest a fucking 50-50 fight at heavyweight.
Yeah, because now, and funny things too, is like, I feel sorry for the gambling niggas. Like, I didn't gamble. I didn't put any money because I kind of forgot.
Because he killed everybody parlay.
There were at least three, there were like three like bets I seen posted where niggas got like everything right, but except for the fucking, but except, you know, because they banked on the KO. It didn't happen. Yo, up. Yo,
sometimes you just gotta not get greedy and go for the win.
Yeah, but you know, some people, but you know, it depends. It's the odds, you know, the KO might be a better odds overall, you know, and
boxing's getting horrible to bet at. Like, these niggas is having so many up and down performances, it's scary. Like, fights back in the day where somebody was supposed to get knocked the fuck out early, that was gonna get knocked the fuck out early. Right. Now y'all niggas is having these damn, fuck, I'm sorry, Catterall, Linares type fights, Jared Anderson performances.
Yeah.
Like boxing's dangerous to bet on right now.
Top Rank is ruining casual mainstream boxing, huh?
They low-key are, at least the gambling aspect. Like, the only shit I would even bet on now is, like, women fights. The women boxing.
My group chat of friends, you know, years back, like, you know, they usually watch MMA. They do watch a little boxing, but they were talking, you know, a lot about the Shakur and Teo fight and both laid duds, you know what I mean? So it's like...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure more people, you know, watch that than probably the Jared Anderson because the UFC 300, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, it's a bad look. You know, Anderson had his legal trouble. Like, I didn't watch it. I heard it's not even worth watching. So I guess Murhai was fighting negative, right?
I mean, let's put it this way. Top Rank, I mean, I don't think Top Rank even put the highlights of that fight.
No, he fought me. That dude fought a double negative. It was double negative, if such thing. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, since you're 5'9", what are you going to do against somebody like Jared Anderson size?
Cruiserweight knocked him out. Lorena knocked him out.
Digging his chest, pause. Right. Bro,
I mean, right. Dude, at that point, look, this is a fight for Jared Anderson. This is a showcase fight with Jared Anderson. I don't care how bad dude looks, you're supposed to knock him out.
You find a fucking way.
Because in a way, found a way against Butler.
Right.
And look, bro. Like, I do boxing drills where I have somebody fight negatively on purpose. I say, look, don't punch back. Just parry, slip, dodge, evade. And I'll say, and I'll tell the dude, I'm like, and I'll tell the other student, like, yo, cut off the ring, get him, go at him. Put everything on him. It gets you in the mode to, like, yo, man, even if someone's not fighting back, I'm supposed to still be on them mixing up shots. So I don't really... It's not an excuse because I see people novice level put hands on somebody who's not fighting. So you can't tell me a professional boxer who's training 8 hours a day can't fucking put hands on somebody who's not fighting back.
Well, I mean...
Like, plus, they're smaller.
I mean, Lorena did knock the boy down 3 times at Cruz... You know, but he did stop this guy. You know, the guy Lorena who... got kind of screwed over against Dubois that dropped him 3 times.
Well, he didn't get screwed. I mean, he lost.
I mean, he got stopped, but I'm saying, like, but anyways, he knocked this guy
out. Yeah, with the count shit, I remember, yeah.
You gotta find a way sometimes, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
you have to, bro.
Especially when you're, it seems like ever since that Charles Martin fight, the Jared Anderson's competition has been downgraded. Like, Charles Martin was pretty much was like, uh-oh, wait a minute, Charles Martin was kind of giving this nigga a little bit too much trouble. Here.
They don't have the faith. Like, that wasn't... Dude, fuck it. It's one thing if Anderson went life and death the majority of the fight. It was just one of those, it's a good fight, a stepping stone, learning on the job, rough moments.
Let me ask you, was he not able to cut off the ring?
No, he was not able to cut off the ring.
There you go.
It seems like cutting off a ring is a lost art, man. I don't know.
Dude, you know what it is? Because no one really wants to teach it. Everybody in America, not everybody, but a lot of you motherfuckers, it goes back to the Hitchens shit. You guys are just aesthetic lovers over here.
I mean,
nobody wants to get gritty no more. Nobody wants to just grit it out. Everybody wants to be pretty and jab and be like la 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 and box circles. And then when it's time where, okay, give me another gear, you can't, you don't have a second. So, oh, wait a minute. Y'all niggas don't have a second gear when a motherfucker's fighting y'all back. Y'all don't even have a second gear when a nigga not fighting. So what's the fucking problem?
And it's kind of funny because TFMO and Big Baby, they seem like they might rely on their, you know, natural ability and speed and skill, because both guys can't cut off a ring. Like, if you have that kind of ability, you should be able to cut off. It seems like, yeah.
Dude, look, the boxing, look, man. Everybody should be able to cut off the ring. It's not some special power. It's not like you're running through the streets and you crack open a monitor and has a goddamn Sonic Turbo sneakers. It's not, you're not running through the, you're not circling in the boxing ring and then somebody throws in that shit and you're like, oh shit. Like, y'all niggas are treating footwork like the goddamn elves and Golden Axe when they be throwing the little items so you can hit them. y'all niggas is acting like they power pellets are some special shit you grab onto mid fighting. But okay, now I can do footwork. Now I can cut off the ring. Like, it's some basic shit you learn with the dude. If you box for 3 months and you're not learning cut off the ring, get a new gym. I'm sick of seeing this shit. You got world class fucking world champion fighters in that cannot cut off the ring. Why we have to go and look at pressure fighters to see cutting off the ring? Like, every boxer should be able to cut off the ring.
And I think Anderson switched trainers, if I'm not mistaken. I heard that, at least. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard he switched trainers first.
God, there's tutorials on the fucking YouTube about cutting the ring. If you don't know how to cut the ring off, now it's your problem. And like, are you not bugging your coach to teach you?
And now it's Top Rank's problem, because Top Rank just put out a tweet like a couple hours ago talking about, is there any, or actually, I think it was through Bob Arum. Is there any heavyweight out there that can sit there and that can actually fight Jerry Anderson? Does that stand there and fight? And to me, it's like, it's not the opponent. The opponent has blame in it, but Jerry Anderson has blame for not getting rid of dude. Like, you can't.
Yeah. Dude, if he's dead out, man, just get rid of him. No one wants to damn. Look, y'all niggas give too much credit to the negative guy. Look, okay. Case in point, like, yeah, y'all bitch ass niggas like beating on women and shit so much. When the women don't fight back, y'all stop them. I'm sorry I have to use that example, but what's the excuse then? Like, I hate they even have to go there. But you, like, what's the, y'all stop giving this shit where, well, the guy's not engaging. It takes two people to make a fight. No, look, two people make a fight. One person fighting and somebody not fighting back is an ass whooping. That means we need to see ass whoopings.
Right. And you know this is bad, too, because this fight made a CompuBox list. It is it made it. It's third on the list for least punches thrown in a 10-round fight. You know how bad that is? Like, you know, like
10 round fight. It's third on the list. I don't even want to know the number one and two.
And that's bad, because
Anderson fight.
Like, Anderson fought Martin in 12. I'm not sure if it's left, you know, the fight after it was 12, but you know, that's not a good sign if you're fighting.
Because CompuBox specifically said 10 rounds, you know, yeah, because Easter is not on. I mean, that was a 12 round fight, I forgot what the other two fights were. Actually, you know what? I'm going to look that up right now, because I think they did tweet that out. But I was like, yeah, goddamn. Like, you know, that's how bad that fight was. Like Top Rank, I think Top Rank has to be very cautious, because they're the only promotion that's actually on linear TV. You know, like,
they don't act like it, bro. Like, I swear, somebody else had that platform. Because boxing felt bigger when it was just a regular Friday night fights with Joey and Teddy Atlas. Facts. And Brian Kenny.
Facts.
It don't feel like... And remember, the budget was smaller. You weren't getting world-class pound-for-pound fighters those every fucking weekend.
Facts.
But why it felt like more of a fucking necessity to get home and watch those fights? Like...
Oh. Okay, here we go. So CompuBox numbers, fewest punches thrown in a 10-round fight. So Jerry Anderson and Murray is 144 for fewest punches. That's three.
Hold on, what's number? Oh, the Murray, the May, and the Jared Anderson?
Yeah. Second is Beck the Bully and Vaughn Alexander, Devin Alexander's brother, at 137. The fewest punches thrown in a 10-round fight goes to one Danny Williams losing a 10-round decision to Kelvin Price at 127 in a 10-round fight.
Damn, but see, like, when you start, look, when you start fucking up, you end up list, you end up on a list with dumb niggas. So hold on, let me get Blazing Killer in here. Hold on, bro. I heard Jared Anderson accepted a call out from Ortiz. Like, bro, like, he's supposed to beat the shit out of Ortiz. They think by doing this, they're gonna make fool the people into thinking Jared is elite once if he beats Luis is funny. Well, they saw it work for Wilder already. Like, you can't blame him for trying.
Right.
Yeah, also shows,
reading.
Huh?
No, I'm just reading Blazing Killer's comment.
Also shows Todd Rank scared to put him against someone high level. Because they don't know what he's gonna get. Like, they don't know what type of Jared Anderson is gonna show up. I think that's the problem now. That's if this fight happens. I'm gonna be real. Todd Rank cannot keep giving Jared main events. I feel you, bro. But this is the thing. Why give him these fights in this main event? Mm-hmm. If y'all wanted to really stick it to him, y'all should have gave the Crossroad co-main as the main. Mm-hmm. Top Rank been fucking up the main events all year.
They have. They sure the fuck
Super
have.
Super Bad and Valle should have been the main event.
But to their credit, real quick, I will say, I feel like Ford Otovec is the fight of the year so far, so we gotta give him that.
Who?
Ray Ford versus Ultimate for the 126 title.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, of course. I mean, well, goddamn, like, look how much boxing Top Rank is done. Like, if you don't have a good fight or some fight of the years by now, like...
Yeah. Shout out to them and Golden Boy, because they're holding down the American cards, at least for now, until PBC is, you know, hopefully sorts some of this shit out. Because they... PBC needs to kind of
PBC free. Should always be more impactful. PBC, I have one card, and it's already... one of the top five cards of the year, or it's comparable to the best match room or top rank card.
No, PBC is to go with the events. But what I'm saying is, you know, we talked about Brandon Lee earlier, like those guys, like him and Gary Anton Russell, they shouldn't be, you know, the inactivity. That's why, you know, Boots leaving Matchroom to Matchroom is like, you know, they got to sort it out. So they need some kind of free, you know, cards. I mean, they need that for some of these guys.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And I hear things that they're trying to work on that, but as of right now, Top Rank rules linear television for boxing, and it's just, and you know, yeah, they, yeah, if they're gonna lose, yeah, because Jared Anderson cannot get any more main events. Like you gotta demote him after that performance. Like you have to. Like, there are other fighters in there that I'm pretty sure you can have push up.
I mean, they already didn't care when they bringing up his legal case for no reason.
Yeah, they do that. You know, they would definitely
do that. Like, let's just call it out. Top Rank does a lot of sabotaging of his own company and fighters.
Of course.
Like, all the time. Like, I would just be very wary of siding with them. I'm a fighter sometimes. Like,
I mean,
they Bradley do a lot of good things, though, but I'm just saying.
Bradley was out there talking about pink slip fight, like, yo, that's not professional, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure they know, you know, but we don't need to convey that over to the listener, to the viewers. Like, we don't need to know that shit. Like, yeah, you keep that to yourself. Like, you know.
See, and this is why Larry Merchant was so good at what he does, because Larry Merchant will say the same thing, will make the same point Bradley does, but it's done in a fun, amusing way. It's a witty, and we'll laugh about it. Whereas with Bradley, it's too, he would just say exactly how most people would say. Like, when you get on that platform, you need to be more tactful, more eloquent. You know, now use your zingers. You know what I mean? Like, that's what makes Ring Dang Radio so great, because, you know what I mean? We ain't saying it like, we ain't saying the shit how y'all feel the same way y'all say. We say how y'all feel the way we say it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and that's how it needs to be said, too. But yeah, like, yeah, Top Rank needs to, like, Top Rank has Fight of the Year candidates already, but yeah, Jared Anderson is not, I mean, it's clear. I mean, honestly, if Jared Anderson actually wins the title, I'll be surprised, but. Yeah, like, I mean, Jared Anderson is always talks about him not wanting a long career. Like, you're literally seeing it play out that he doesn't seem to take anything seriously. Like,
I'm sure he will. I mean, I think that's a little bit of, you know, I'm sure he wants to be a champion. He wasn't training for boxing not to be a champ.
Nope, dude. Yeah. This era's different, bro. Yeah. People, like, and it's been changing. Look, people care about the bag. Like, it used to be legacy and the bag would be there. Now it's bag and legacy is second.
Yeah.
But we all know you could apply your skills in a way where you could do both. But some niggas is just, they making it a fork in the road when it really isn't.
Yeah, like Jared Anderson, he referenced fucking Jake Paul as someone that he aspires to be. Like, that's not a nigga that's serious about his career like that. Like,
yeah, and this is all coming out. Remember, this was around the time Tank and Ryan fought. Mm-hmm. So like, you had all that momentum and buzz. Like, so niggas are like, fuck that. You know, this nigga Ryan ain't that good. Like, shit, I just want to get back.
Tank dissed him, called him shitty baby.
Yeah. And that's the problem. It's like, dude, like, why are you looking up to Jake Paul when you're supposed to be bigger and better than dude? Like, you admire Jake Paul with certain shit, of course. Like, he's no bum. He's done a lot for boxing. He's helped the sport, this, that. He's taking it serious to a certain extent in some ways. But, bro, don't, like, there's certain shit where it's like, yo, like, you shouldn't even be thinking that way. Like, your trajectory is so different from fucking Jake Paul. And to be honest, it's kind of sad that Jake Paul has come out talking about fighting for a world title and Jared Anderson hasn't.
Right.
So it's like, even then, that's kind of, well, fuck, if Jake Paul talking about world title, shouldn't you be talking about fighting for a world title? Like,
Yeah, the
shit is just all over the place.
Yeah, the game is like back ass words at times, bro. But yeah, Jared Anderson's like a product of it. But yeah, like, yeah, Top Rank, yo, yeah. I mean, shout out to Abdullah Mason and Ruben Villa because they kind of they represent an undercard. Ruben Villa.
Oh, did Villa get a knockout? Or he see?
Abdullah Mason got a knockout. Ruben Villa got a closer decision than he should have, but he was throwing hands and catching a lot of them in return.
Brandon Lee.
Yeah. And Robson kind of say so. You know, he got himself a stoppage too, so that was a good. So, yeah. So, yeah, you know.
Seems like this was a decent, well put together card except for the main event.
Yeah, the main event was just, yeah, it was horrid. And like I said, you know, when you read off those type of copyright statistics, then it's honestly no one should try to rewatch this. Like, if you want to watch this, if you have trouble sleeping,
watch the whole card, but not the main event.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
A sour bite to end the meal.
Yeah. So yeah, Top Rank needs to get his cards together.